Where would we be without St. Paul? Where would we be without St. Paul? One of the greatest gifts God ever gave to the church, and it was thanks to his conversion that he was listening to God. And that, too, there were those to accept him, those to accept him and welcome him in. Have you ever felt the urge from God to do something and yet had some resistance in your heart thinking, I don't know if I can do that? And if you have been that way before, you might think about Ananias. He had some pretty good complaints to bring before Almighty God. He said, you can see as God says, I want you to talk to Paul. He says, God, I've heard about this guy. I don't want to go see him. You can see the resistance or the concern that's in his heart because Paul is arresting and, as we know, even willing to stand right there when somebody is killed for their Christian beliefs. And so Ananias has some grounds for his for saying what he's saying to God. I've heard about this guy, God. And God's saying, I know you've heard about him. I want him. I want him, and I want you to go and pray with him because he is the one who's going to fulfill the words that my son said, go out into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. You see, St. Paul meant to go out and take Christians and bind them with chains and bring them back to have them killed. And what God did was give him the grace to bind Christians with the bonds of love and to bring them to Jesus instead. My brothers and sisters, on this feast of the conversion of St. Paul, let us praise God for the gift of conversion. Let us praise God for Paul's willingness to do what God asked him to do rather than what he wanted to do. And let's be willing, like Ananias, to follow God's will. And who knows the great miracles that he will work in our lives, the great conversions that are possible, bringing others to Christ and coming to Christ ourselves, which we do in this Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive Jesus, whom St. Paul pointed to and loved in this Holy Eucharist.